enemy!
What can I say? I'm Nina motherfucking Blanco. Okay, here we go. Season 2. Am I nervous right now? It feels like I'm a little bit nervous right now. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being patient and waiting, because I know that it's been a hot ass minute, and I apologize for that. And obviously there are reasons behind it. And in this podcast, I like to just apparently complain about my life a whole lot. I've had a couple people ask me like, oh, your podcast, what's it about? And I'm like, my life and the things that I need to complain about. Like, this is basically my personal like diary, except I'm putting it out there for everyone to see and hear. So thanks for listening. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever, and thanks for watching. If you're watching on YouTube, all these episodes are available in those ways. So thanks for hanging in there and stopping by to say, what's up? Yeah, season two. New season, new setup, because if you're watching on YouTube, you can see that like this is very different from season one. I'm in a whole new room in my house. I did a whole new setup for season two because I realized that this is the setup that I should have had from the beginning. Because if you've watched any part of season one on YouTube, you see that like I would record my episodes at different times of the day. And because of that, there was a window like right in front of where I was recording, and I have, you know, my camera and stuff, and the lighting was just so off, and I tried my best to like cover the windows and stuff, and it just was not happening. But I have a room in my house that doesn't have any windows, and I was using it as the guest bedroom, but now I flip-flopped it and I put the guest bedroom setup in the old office and the old office in the guest bedroom setup, because it just makes so much more sense. And everyone, not everyone, but I had gotten some complaints of like guest bedroom being in the room with no windows, and people are like, this is a creepy room, I don't know, and this and that. And I apologize, it should have been set up like this from the get-go. It took me a minute, but we're finally there. And because there's no windows in this damn room, I can like control it. Who'd have thought? And we got lights up. We got ring lights in front of me. I got multiple screens in front of me. And this is just so much better. So new season, new setup. Hey, what's up? And if you listened to last season, at the end of last season, season one, I was stopping it because we were getting closer and closer to the wedding. I was getting married. And as we were getting closer and closer, I had all these events and stuff set up. I had my bridal shower was coming up. I had my bachelorette coming up. Then it was going to be the month of the wedding, crunch time, and then the wedding. And with all of that going on, I wanted to do a mini series of like wedding stuff. And I had even bought a whole new microphone that I could plug in straight into my computer. And it was like a travel microphone. So it was small and I could travel with it, because my bridal shower was going to be back home in Crystal Lake, Illinois. And so I was like, cool, this will work out, and I'll set it up at my bridal shower. And I went to my bridal shower, and it just was like, go, go, go. It's much like the wedding day was, where it was go, 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 and you just don't have time to do the extra things that you were wanting to do. And I found myself at the bridal shower. I had my laptop with me. I had this new microphone that I bought, and I had my like camera and everything all ready. But when I got there, my mom, she set everything up for me for this bridal shower. And she was like, I want everything to be a surprise. I want you to get there when it's already set up. That way, you know, it's going to be a surprise for you. You can see all the hard work that I put into it. It was so beautiful. There were so many details. It was so cute. The theme was like lemons and yellow and green. And it was just really cute. And she did it up, and it was just really fun. And as people were getting there, I just didn't have time to even think about the podcast, to even think about setting up my computer and stuff like that, because it was just go, go, go. And then at the end of the bridal shower, I was like, damn, I didn't do anything. Like, I had a whole write-up of what I wanted to do. Hold on, I think I have it here in front of me. A whole write-up. Yes, for the bridal shower. My notes here just have a description of like where it's at. I lived at this house from 2007 to 2011-ish. I wanted to read out loud some of the bridal games answers and stuff with my sisters and with the bridal party. I wanted to introduce each individual member of the bridal party. I was going to ask different questions for random people who were there and wanted to, like, I don't know, be a part of it or whatever. I had all these things written down and none of it happened. But that just means that it was a good time, right? So it was a good time at the bridal shower, and I didn't get any of the things that I wanted to do for the podcast done. And I was like, well, shit, because I wanted to do this mini series. Well, no worries. I'll come up with, like, things to do for the next event, which is the bachelorette party. And so getting ready for the bachelorette party, I was kind of going through ideas in my mind, and I've been seeing like on TikTok, a lot of Jersey Shore stuff is on TikTok. So much Jersey Shore stuff is on TikTok. Like, Gen Z finally discovered it and they are obsessed. And I'm like, welcome to my life, bitches. But then Jersey Shore kind of came to mind, and I was like, oh my gosh, we're going to San Diego, California, the beach. It would be so much fun for my bachelorette party to do like a Jersey Shore style episode, where I was going to create a confessional, and while we were drunk, we would go in that confessional and, I don't know, just like film us walking around doing things and stuff, and eventually like put it all together. And life got a little bit crazy just before the bridal shower. I mean, it wouldn't be a new season of the Nina Blanco podcast without something terrible happening. Like, I just don't know any other word to describe it. It's so awful. And so life had to be very unfair. And this last year and a half, it just continues to get worse, it feels like. Season one, I covered losing my job that I super duper loved, lost myself in the process. I'm still lost, to be honest, to this day. We also covered losing my dog, Chester. That was just, I'm still just sad about it. I still cry about it sometimes. I'm sure I'll cry at some point on this podcast about Chester. Like, it's like already tearing up. Like, it's bad. I lost family members to COVID in season one. We talked about that, and just like struggling in general to plan my wedding is just like all these things continuing to pile up. And this last year and a half has just been so, so awful. And it was about a month after I ended season one of the podcast, and I was like, okay, I'm going to do this mini series, but the bridal shower didn't work out, whatever. But I was like, okay, I'm going to do it up for the bachelorette. I told all my bridesmaids, this is what we're doing. Everyone was down. And oh gosh, it was days before we were leaving for the bachelorette party, and something terrible happened. The boy lost his little brother. His little brother is no longer with us, and that was his little brother. And it was just a really sad situation. Hold on, here comes the tears. It was just a really sad situation for his brother. He did take his life. And out of respect for my husband, out of respect for my mother-in-law, out of respect for my brother-in-law, who's not here, I'm just not going to go into detail. Not going to go into detail about all of it. But yeah, he did take his life, and it was just really sad. And maybe someday I can get into detail. I don't know. I mean, I got to talk to the family about it, because the family is just so distraught. And I mean, how could you not be, obviously? But just out of respect for everyone, I'm just not going to go into detail about it a whole lot, but it's sad. So this happened. We lost the boy's brother like 2 or 3 months before the wedding. And of course, he was supposed to be part of the wedding, was supposed to be standing up alongside the boy as a groomsman, had like his tux rental and had gifts personalized for him, and is then none of it got to happen. And it's just, it's so sad. The boy canceled his bachelor party, which is totally understandable. He couldn't do it. And then he passed and we had the funeral, of course, a few days later. You know, we ran to St. Louis. We got to St. Louis. I mean, the day that it happened that we found out, and we got there to just be with family and to figure it out together, because you just, when things are so unexpected and you don't even know what to do, you don't even know what to think. And I mean, all you can do is just be with family at that point. So that's what we did. But all this, yeah, it did happen. Like days before my bachelorette party, which is so whatever. Like, I'm not by any means complaining, like, oh, my bachelorette party, like, at all. Because, you know, we needed to be with family and to accept the boy's brother's situation. It's been tough, but I've been trying really hard to just accept why he did what he did and what happened happened. And at the end of the day, it's just still really hard. But yeah, we were all there with family, and we went through a wake and the funeral and just being with a lot of family. Family, just like they all ran to St. Louis, and it was actually really oddly beautiful, dare I say, just to see how, you know, everyone ran to be by the family's side, to be by the boy's side, to be by his mom's side. And it was beautiful to see everyone just literally drop everything, drop a couple $1,000s on flights and stuff, because that's just the way it is right now. And people like driving cross country, driving for several hours to just even be around for a day, half a day. And in a weird way, it was just really, it was beautiful to see how everyone did come together and how everyone just dropped everything. This isn't something that, again, was expected. And like, what do you even do? But it's been tough. It has been tough. Yeah. Life just continues to not really be cutting us a break right now. I had a conversation with the boy actually last night before I wanted to record this podcast. I kind of wanted to go over my notes with him, and if he's uncomfortable about anything and if he doesn't want me to talk about something, like, this is my stupid podcast. You know what I mean? And sure, it's our life together, and I share a lot of my life in this podcast, and the boy, he's my husband now, and he is a huge part of my life, obviously, and this is a huge part of my life, and this happened. But at the same time, like, you know, how do you even tiptoe around that? So there is no tiptoeing around that. And I just wanted to be open with the boy. And I had a conversation with him last night just about everything. And he's like, you know, I trust you. He didn't even want to, like, look at my notes or anything, because he's just so heartbroken as well. But we were talking about it, and just like, man, these last 2 years have just been so rough. And we were like, remember when life was easy? Remember when things were just so much easier? Like, we really did. I mean, he and I together, again, we'd been dating for 7 years before getting married. Our life, that first 5 years together, and then our lives separately even before that, like, easy peasy, man. For some reason, just these last 2 years, life has just gotten real hard, real crazy. And then, you know, on top of that, oh yeah, there was a pandemic and everything. It's just, it's been wild. I feel like we're just in the twilight zone. So that is also why I didn't do that podcast mini series. We still are just going through it. And yeah, it's tough. And like, what do you do? And the boy growing up was just so close to his brother. And this is his little brother. And so the boy being big brother, you're going to pick on him, and you're going to, you know, just do all these things that big brothers do to their little brothers. But losing someone that close to you, it's kind of hard to move forward. And the boy, you know, I can't relate to this part of it, but the boys told me, I mean, before any of this happened. The boy told me, because I was going through like an episode, I was real depressed. I mean, I have been, hello, listen to all of season one, but I was, you know, just going through it one time and we were talking and I was like, I'm just really depressed right now. And the boy told me, he's like, I'm really sorry, but like, I don't 100% like know what that means or what that feels like. Because he told me he had never been depressed before. And I was like, first of all, lucky. And second of all, yeah, that's just kind of crazy that he's never been through that before. And now that he has lost his brother, I mean, the boy has been, he's been struggling, man. And it's hard because I love him so much and I hate to see him that way, but he's really struggling. He lost his little brother. He told me that I thought I was going to grow old with two people, with my brother and with you. And it's like, now that's not happening. And life as we know it has changed, and it's just, it's weird and it's hard. There's not a playbook for this kind of shit. I mean, we definitely need therapy. If I didn't need therapy before, I mean, look at me, Jesus. But the boy's been struggling and he's never dealt with depression before, and he's definitely depressed about all of this. I mean, understandably, right? And it's just been really hard. All the meanwhile, again, this all, we lost his brother like 2-3 months before the wedding. All the meanwhile, yeah, we're planning a wedding. And this is supposed to be like the happiest time of our lives. And it's just really confusing because it wasn't. It isn't. It's like we're sad and we're happy at the same time. And just navigating all of those feelings together, it's hard. It's been really, really tough. But we did get married, so that's good. We did get married, we tied the knot. The wedding didn't turn out exactly how we were hoping that the wedding would turn out, and that is a story, I'm sure, actually multiple stories and multiple episodes of this season of the podcast. You knew I was gonna drag out the wedding stuff. You know I wasn't just gonna cover it in episode one. There's no way, otherwise my name wouldn't be Nina motherfucking Blanco. So but yeah, we did get married, which was great. At the end of the day, it was great. Like, sure, our wedding day and everything didn't turn out the way that I had kind of pictured it and hoped it would, but that's okay. At the end of the day, we still got married and it was still a really wonderful day filled with a lot of love, which that's all you can ask for, right? But yeah, marriage is, I don't know if that's the right word. Marriage is testing us. I don't know if that's the right word because it's going to give people the wrong impression. People are going to be like, ew, you guys just got married and it's testing you. Oh, that's not good. No, it's just life. It's been fucking weird. Okay. It's been weird. Marriage is testing us, not in our relationship, because we love each other more than fucking ever. And I'm so confident in that. And the boy is confident in that as well. It's just, we got started in our marriage at a very difficult time, going through all of this, going through a major loss. And it's just been weird. I just don't know how else to describe it. Emotions are everywhere. It's just weird. And so we've just been trying, you know, to be able to move forward and to heal. And it's going to take a lot of time, and not enough time has gone by. It's only been 6 months since we lost his brother. Only been 6 months. And oh gosh, it's just, it hasn't gotten any easier. And then with having to plan a wedding in between that, it was like there wasn't time to even start grieving for a while, it felt like. And finally, I think the boy is at that point where he can start his grieving process 6 months later, which that's pretty fucked because I'm sure he has a lot of built up stuff inside. I know he has a lot of built up stuff inside. And because he's never had to deal with like depression or anything like that, he doesn't know how to navigate this. And I'm like, come here, baby, let me help you out. Cause I've been a depressed bitch for a long, long time. So let me help you here. I'll give you some pointers. But we're trying, you know, we're trying. But that's why that mini series never happened. And that's why I've been really quiet even after the wedding. I've been hiding. I have been hiding pretty much. It's just been sad times around here. And I haven't been doing a whole lot. And the boys just been working a lot. And we're just trying to get a handle on things. Trying to get a handle on our mental health, mostly. The both of us, separately and together. And it's just a lot. It's just a lot. And on top of everything, no, I don't have a job still. I need a job pretty bad. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm just still so confused on everything. I'm lost for sure right now. Radio in Denver, it's just not working out right now. And I just got married. We have a house in Denver. We really love our life in Denver. And I made the decision, like, I'm not leaving Denver. Because when I was first let go from my job, we had the discussion of, well, if I chase my career and I chase radio, do I go for jobs that are not in Colorado, in a different state? And the boy, I love him so much. He's like, yeah, you know, we've talked about this before we even knew we were getting married, that my career is really important to me and I do want to chase it and that's what I want to do. But just getting married and being in this life now and living together in Denver and having our Denver life, just like we're living it up right now. I mean, not with everything emotionally that's been going on, but just like I said, like we have a house, we have a backyard, we have dogs, we're settled. You know, our situation here in Denver is beautiful and I don't want to give that up. So I had a discussion with myself and with the boy of what the heck do I do? Because radio in Denver, it's just not happening right now. I'm still open to that, but I mean, who freaking knows? But I've decided that I'm not moving. I'm not leaving. I'm not. I don't want to. I mean, I would still love to do radio, but if I had to choose doing radio somewhere else or doing something else but in Denver, that's what I want to go for. I want to be in Denver. I live here. This is home for me. And this is going to be home for me for, as far as I know, the foreseeable future. Like, I just don't have any intentions of leaving Denver. I don't want to. So I'm like, well, shit, do I start a new career? I mean, people do that. People do that all the time. We have a close cousin. He just did that and he became a firefighter and he studied real hard to go through all these different classes and boot camp and this and this and that. And he finally became a firefighter and he works close to home. And, you know, he's getting used to it, but it's his brand new career. It had nothing to really do with it beforehand. And I'm like, man, people really do this all the time. And, you know, what can I do? What am I going to do? What's next for me? And it's so scary to think about that because I don't know. I have no idea. I tried to come up with a couple of ideas of what I could do, but because technically I don't have any professional experience doing that and I can't like put that on my resume, like I've tried to stretch out my resume a little bit here and there and it's been a little bit tough, but I'm finally like really seriously applying for jobs and job hunting. I'm taking that way more serious, but yeah, I don't know. I'm freaking out a little bit because yeah, I do need a job. And do I want to start a new career? Do I want to work under someone? Like, no, not really. So I don't know. I just don't 100% know. I'm definitely lost. That's a good way to describe it right now. But I do need something. So even if it's not a career job, I need something. So if you want me to be your coworker, and you live in Denver and you work in Denver, preferably somewhere on the west side, let me know. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I don't know. I need something work-wise. We'll figure it out. But really, yeah, between season one and between season two, really nothing has changed. I'm just still a sad, fat, depressed piece of shit. Talk it in front of a microphone. I don't really think about myself that way. I just like to joke a lot. And I call myself, like, my own little nickname to myself is like, bitch, you stupid bitch. Like, it's just how I talked, just how I talk in general. So I was on the phone with my maid of honor and I was talking about job hunting and I got to get my resume together and blah, blah, blah. And I was talking to her on the phone and I was like, oh yeah, I just told myself, like, just do it, you stupid bitch. And she was like, be nice to yourself. Don't talk to yourself that way. And I was like, okay, miss, I go to therapy. I get it. But this is just how I talk to myself. And she's like, yeah, can you please go to therapy already? And I'm like, listen, I'm working on it. All right, I'm working on it. Maybe eventually one of these days. But I need a job first. So, you know, we'll get there. But for real, if you got a recommendation, like, slip in my DMs. Like, I'll be your coworker. You got good pay? Is it decent benefits? Like, I don't even need health insurance. I'm under the boy's health insurance at his work now, so. But it feels good. It feels good to be back in front of the camera, back in front of a microphone, and to start up the podcast again. I had a bunch of people asking me, like, when are you going to do season 2? When are you coming back with your podcast? I miss you. I miss hearing your voice. I can't wait to hear all your stories. And I know this one started off on a sad note, but you know how it goes. This is just me, baby. We're just being real. This is life, and it ain't fair. I'm learning that more and more just every single day, and that's all right. But yeah, that's where I'm at right now, basically. I need a job. We're struggling emotionally. I need a therapist, and welcome to season 2 of the Nina Blanco podcast. Oh my goodness! Speaking of which, I actually don't know when I'm even going to release this. I know that I'm just recording this ahead of time and I'll maybe release this sometime next week, but I don't know which day yet. Thought about continuing it on Breakfast Burrito Friday and stuff like that and play the Breakfast Burrito song, but I'm unsure. I am unsure. So when it comes out, it's going to be a surprise to you and me, because as of right now, I have no idea. But thanks to Dubs, actually. Shout out to Dubs, because he was here. It was just yesterday we recorded that first episode of Yitty. And he was like, hey, let's get together. I want to start up Yitty again, and I want to see you, and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay. And we just set it up, and we just decided, you know what? We're just going to do it on this day, and we're just going to do it. And then we did it, and Dubs came over, and he really, like, spearheaded, let's get going on Yitty, and I appreciate that just because I'm in such a slump right now that I need that push. You know when you just need that push? You just need someone to just make you do it. And so thank you, Dubs. He made me do it, and that's why I'm actually recording right now for this podcast, because he made me go and record an episode of Yitty, and I loved it. I enjoyed every second of it. And I'm like, you know, I know that I've been needing to start up season 2, and I still wanted to do that. It was just, I've been dragging my feet. Like, I've been telling myself for the last 2 months, I'm going to start up the podcast again. I'm going to do it. I'll record an episode this week. And anyone who's ever just been in that slump before, you know how it goes. The day goes by, the next day goes by, the next week goes by, and here we are. And so finally, Dubs just making me do an episode of Yitty, thank you, because it's just pushing me to just do this, and it feels really good. Like I said, it's kind of my personal, like, diary almost. Like, this really is therapeutic for me. I've said that so many times in season 1. I don't know why I stopped doing it. In general, I was like, oh, I'm busy, blah, blah, blah. And then life got fucking crazy. So here we are several months later, and we're finally doing it. We're just fucking doing it. So I'm sorry that, you know, it was sad. I cried. I was like, as I was writing my notes of, like, what I was going to talk about, I was like, I'm not going to cry. I, you know, it's been a while. I've done a little bit of healing, and I'll be able to talk about it. And I'm not talking a lot of detail and blah, blah, blah. I'll be fine. And then there I was fucking just crying. So I wasn't even expecting to cry on this one. I apologize. But, you know, it wouldn't be a Nina Blanco podcast episode 1 of any season without me just crying hysterically. So because of that, I will put out 2 episodes to get you going, because I don't want to continue to just only being the sad, depressed little bitch. I want to still be happy and funny and creative and the wonderful person that I am. So that's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to give you another episode. And this next episode will be the bachelorette party. Because although I was very much masking it during the bachelorette party, because again, this was days after everything had happened and a funeral and just everything, I thought about not going. But everyone was like, no, 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 you should go. And flights were paid for and hotel, everything. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go and we're just going to try our best to have a good time. I did have a really good time at my bachelorette party and I did record a bunch of stuff. I set up a confessional. I recorded while we were just like out at bars and on the streets and all these things happened. So I'm going to give you another episode right away. And you get this next episode of the bachelorette party. So that's coming up here, I guess, when you continue on to episode 2 of season 2 on the Nina Blanco podcast. I don't really know how to end this. I'm a little rusty. I feel rusty a little bit right now. Like that whole last 30 minutes kind of flew by in talking. But now I'm like, what do I do? How do I end this? So I'm just going to end it and stop talking. Okay, I'm going to push this button. I love you so much. Okay, bye.